the Canadian Bitcoiners podcast is just two guys and maybe a guest or two discussing Bitcoin, Bitcoin equities, and the related macroeconomic space. It's not meant to be financial advice, so please, if you're doing any investing after listening to our program, do your own research, do your own due diligence, and understand that any money you invest can be lost. The show is meant for entertainment purposes only, and we hope you enjoy the program.
Good job today. Was 1 hour, 31 minutes right on the dot. I am extremely frustrated by this idea. And I've sent this to a few members of my family. This like these stories where the government's clearly greasing the wheels on like the idea that the rooms in your house that are not occupied are not yours to choose what you should do with. And I can't believe more people are not concerned about this. It seems to me like this is going one direction here pretty quickly. And the parks and the tents, like they're going to make the tents in the parks so unbearable that some people are going to be dying to have these people move into spare bedrooms. Can you imagine? Like, if you had to bet on a percentage likelihood that the government at some point will force you to fill room in your house with someone who you share no relationship with, to help with the housing situation inside of the next 15 years, what percentage likelihood would you put that at?
In some areas, very high. And I'm looking at like Vancouver, for instance. I could see that. Especially because if they have, like right now in Vancouver, Toronto has this as well, a vacant home tax.
Yeah.
So they're obviously trying to attack people that have units and it's not being occupied. So why not attack people that have a unit that's being occupied, but there's still availability in it? It's an encroachment, but you know,
it's insane. It's completely insane.
There's a lot of interesting people out there putting posters for real estate, like rental units. One person did their furnace room, and there was a lot of interest in this. So he put his furnace room as a place for rent, and a lot of people were applying for it. It just goes to show you that the market is red hot for a rent. Another person is putting a shared bed, so with themselves, and there's interest in this.
Ukrainian female immigrants need only apply. Well, like what else? Like what else do you describe? Like, come on, the guy's probably a perv. Like, what are we talking about here?
Could be. I don't know, but you know what? There's a lot of interesting articles and ads out there. And people are trying to, let's see. Yeah, I guess.
In the chat, if you're on audio, Polly, should only apply to people who voted for current party implementing those measures.
I guess. Yeah, but maybe. It's hard to figure that out because voting is secret, right? Yeah. So you're going to have to dox who you voted for. And then
by the way, this, speaking of voting, this interview between Klaus Schwab and Sergey Brin, I don't know if it's new or old, but... where they're talking about how politics has become this kind of, you know, it was predictive for a time, like political data was predictive for a time. And now they're at the point with, you know, the data and the computer firepower is available where they can basically tell who's going to win an election before they even have the vote. And so there might not be a need to have votes in the near future. They just know who's going to win beforehand and put them in power. Like, are these people fucking serious? Like, what is going on?
It's almost went to that movie. And I forget what it was, but it was a movie that they were getting people before they actually committed a crime.
Do you know what I'm talking
about? That's it. That's So it's almost like that, but instead of nabbing people before a crime is done, they're just, you know, serious. You won the election. Why? Because we gathered the data, and that's enough to say that you won the election. So... that's a world I really don't want to live in.
Here, hold on. Let me pull this video up. It's 45 seconds worth it, I think. It's on Wide Awake Media, but I found this through Mark.
Anything that with WEF, I don't even bother nowadays. It's just
Usually either. But if Mark tweets it out, like there's a few people if they tweet a video, like I'm gonna watch it because it probably is something that I will find interesting or funny or sad. Anyway, here it is. Ready? Here, let me make it full screen.
So technology now is, and digital technologies mainly have an analytical power. Now we go into a predictive power, and we have seen the first examples, and your company very much involved into it. But since the next step could be to go into a prescriptive mode, which means you do not even have to have elections anymore, because you can already predict what predict, and afterwards you can say, why do we need elections? Because we know what the result will be.
3 days ago.
Yeah, recent. The question is, when does that interview happen? I'm not sure. Like, I can't, it's hard for me to believe that guy just has that fucking backdrop running and people coming to visit him all the time.
It's the past week. I know. I don't understand. Like, why are people going there? And every time they do, we ridicule them for that. But yeah, it was this past week that that interview took place. What, did they have like a forum every week or something?
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's like, always running.
Or does he have like a room that has everything set up and people come to visit Mighty Klaus? They go there in a room and, you know, drink people's blood and also do a interview in front of that backdrop. I don't know.
I love it. Narwhal, good comment. If Bitcoin didn't have Klaus, we'd have to invent him. Yeah, probably. He's just such a good villain. Like, there's no better villain than that guy.
Sadly, and this is going to get a little bit dark here, but you know, he's long in a tooth, right? So what happens when he's no longer around? Who do we replace him with?
Little Soros. Little Soros is already meeting with
Little Soros. Okay, because Big Soros is
He's about 90. He's about 9,000 years old.
He's part of the same pedigree, right? Like, it's
he's carved into the walls and fucking the pyramids, buddy. That guy's been around for a million years.
So there comes a point in time. I don't know. Yeah. So maybe it is Junior Soros. He'll be the guy we're gonna.
All this stuff. Like, again, I'm not. I'm in Mark's camp with this. Like, I don't think there's some kind of grand conspiracy. What I see is a lot of people with opportunities to consolidate power because we've become complacent and too busy to do anything about it. And I just think, like, if we don't stop this pretty soon, you know, like, when are we going to stop it? The UK is putting in cameras in suburbs because they want to be able to more diligently enforce this, like, driving tax, excuse me, for people who are going into the city, like going into the downtown core in their cars. Like, that to me is, like, you know, very close kin to these 15-minute cities people talk about. I don't know much about that whole initiative, but it's really, it's in London. You know,
it's in London. In certain areas, they have license plates that I forget how it is, but I'm gonna try to license plates that start with an odd number could go drive on certain days, an even number drive on other days. So they've already done it in such a way that
you know,
and this has been for some time that they've had this. So this is how they're trying to limit congestion. Remember, these cities are ancient, right? And so they can't handle so many cars. So they have to try to find creative means to try to limit the amount of traffic going there. And so this next step of just trying to have those cameras and charging people that don't have EVs enter the core, they basically have something there. It's just dissimilar. It doesn't really, it sucks, but it's not making, it's not going to piss off too many people, I don't think, because they already have a system in place that's very restrictive, and even more so than just charging people to drive an internal combustion engine car to the downtown core. So
I don't like the way that's going. On a note that's not related to Bitcoin, 15-minute cities, did you see the apology video from the "This Motherfucker Is Not Real" girl yesterday?
Yeah.
Do you think it's the same girl?
I think so. Why wouldn't I?
I don't know. It doesn't look like the same girl.
I don't know.
I'm asking you, is there a conspiracy afoot here? What's going on?
What I was saying weeks ago, when this whole thing came up and the video of her saying, you know, that motherfucker's not real and all that shit, right?
Yeah.
In today's day and age, I can't believe nobody came out and said, yeah, I know this person, yeah. Right? Like, everybody, unless, like, she had to have pissed off somebody, just one person in her life that would have said, yeah, that's the person, and then doxed her. But it never happened. That's the one thing that I find suspicious through this whole thing, that she wasn't doxed until she doxed herself later on. You know, if anybody does something,
She was doxed, right? Like, she didn't dox herself. Her name was floating around for a couple of weeks, but
I didn't know that.
But the thing is, like, when you look at her socials, it didn't look like the same girl. And then this girl puts out a video. I say girl, she's probably like my age, right? She's probably late 30s. And she puts out this video. It doesn't look like the same person at all, at all. And yeah, boomers in the chat saying Max Agliardi went to school there. I saw that. I retweeted that. Maybe I should message Max and be like, we got to get, yeah, I need the friend. We got to get the friend on the show. Tell me about this girl. She's, I will say this. She has become every Bitcoiner's dream girl in about the last 30 days.
Okay.
For her lizard person outbreak.
I don't want to interrupt you here, but Max says he went to school with her. Why didn't he say anything about this?
His buddy went to school with her. His buddy.
Then why didn't Buddy say anything?
Maybe he must did. Have. Maybe he did. The question is, did Max say anything? Maybe Max didn't say anything. That's all.
But you know what I mean? Like, you can't hold this thing under wraps.
If it was you, would you dox? Like, I would.
No.
Like, if I saw like some girl I went to school with having like a mental breakdown on a plane, and I was like, oh fuck, that's Christina. Like, I wouldn't be like, oh, look, I know exactly who this is. Tweet, tweet, tweet. Here's her Instagram. Here's her fucking LinkedIn. Here's her everything.
But you're talking, everybody that knows that person up to that date is saying, no, I don't want to dox this person.
Yeah,
everybody. Maybe. They went to high school with them, grade school, university.
Does this just mean that, maybe we're just terminally online? Like, how many people maybe didn't see that video? Like, if you ask if you ask 100 people on the street, how many of them are going to be like, yeah, I know the lizard lady on the plane? Like, what is the number? Is it 20 people out of 100? Is it 80? I think it's like probably fucking 20, honestly.
Given her age, and I don't know, I'm assuming that a lot of people her age and people she dealt with would have known, would have seen this, and would have said, that's fucking her. But that I don't understand. How come this information stayed under wraps for that long?
I don't know.
It seems rather suspicious.
Boomer in the chat, Damar Hamlin vibes with that chick.
Well, who's Damar Hamlin?
See, this is what I mean. Everyone, how many people in the street would not know who Damar Hamlin is? Damar Hamlin is a Bills safety who went down of cardiac problems during a Monday night game against the Bengals last year.
Okay.
And had to be revived on the field, like died on the field, had to be revived.
Okay, and, yeah, I know of that story. I don't know his name.
Yeah. So see, like maybe that's a...
Different. This is an image versus a name. Right. When you see the image, and there's so many memes that came out, and I'm sure it went all over fucking TikTok and Instagram and everywhere else. So, and a lot of people are on that, man. You know what? I have my doubt what's going on with this thing. It seems something is rather suspicious, and I don't know exactly what.
I'm waiting for Red Scare, the Red Scare podcast, to get her on, because if anyone can get her on, it's Anna and Dasha. They can definitely get into that girl's DMs and get her on. Red Scare has Bronze Age Pervert on today. I was listening to it for a bit during the
what a day. Name, Bronze Age it's, Pervert.
That guy is the best. He's the best. Bap, he's hilarious. So he was on today. Bap, yeah, Bronze Age Pervert. So yeah, I recommend, if you don't listen to Red Scare, you should. It's not for the faint of heart. There's a lot of, you know, difficult to share opinions on that show probably, but it's still funny, and I think the girls mean well overall. Anyway, that's all I have to say. I don't know if you want to bring anything else up. Madden's out, the early access is out, so I might go upstairs and download that.
Oh man, did they every year they fucking ridicule that.
They and has brought it back any- this year. They brought back the training camps from the PS2 version. So there's like, I'm a big franchise mode player. That's all I play. My brother and I usually run a franchise every year. We have a good time with it for a few months, put it down for a few months, pick it up again, whatever. They used to have this mechanism through which your players would improve. They'd improve based on their performance through the season at the end of the year. And then at the beginning of the year, you'd have a training camp where you'd run through drills to try and improve your guys. Stuff like throwing the ball to, you know, if the receiver's running a post pattern, there's like a floating target somewhere on that pattern. So you have to hit the receiver on the route. He's got to catch the ball and you got to break the target, stuff like that. And running back drills and coffin corner punts and all these things. What hasn't been in the game for 15 years. This year it's back. And so
that's told myself, fluff.
I'm like,
I only play
franchise. That's all I play. That's great for me.
No, I get it. But is it still, what is it? I don't, it's when they do the tackles, it goes in this motion thing. And it's, I forget, Ryan Moody always talks about it. He talked about
yeah,
it.
Yeah. It's like animation. Version. It's like animation based. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So it gets stuck in this animation cycle, and regardless of what's happening, that's the outcome. And it's almost like the outcome is predetermined before the snap has even taken place. And this, I remember he was hypothesizing that was the case, that it's the end result is going to be the end result regardless of what
happens. It's hard to say. I'm going to be watching some reviews over the next hour to decide what to do. I have to go to the office tomorrow, so I won't be able to piss away my day playing video games. But
well, check out Moody. He'll fucking rip it to shreds.
Buddy, I don't know Moody? I watch Moody all the time.
Then that alone should be the best. Should say you fuck that. Him, play some NHL 94
TV,
instead.
Soft drink TV, also very good. But anyway, yeah. Okay, that's it. Man. That's all we got. Anything else you want to hit before we wrap it up?
I just want to remember a couple of years ago, the game was broken enough that they had he won a tournament by running every play.
Yeah, and Hunter was the quarterback.
Yeah, so depending if it was a run to the left, he brought in a left-handed receiver. QB, and it could have been his punter. I think he brought in his punter. And if it was run to the right, he had his right-handed player. So that he broke it down that was the most effective way to gain yardage and win a game and win a match. And he won the whole thing. I think it was 2020 or something like that. It was very recent. And, you know, shit like that, when you see that, man, it's not a game. It's not even simulation.
It's all about what you make it, though. Like, if you play like that, like, yeah, you could do that in anything. Like, any of the sports games will do that. It's all about
hey, man, NHL 94, I say this, there are, if you're talking about like head-to-head games, there's two categories. There's either games that want to be NHL 94, and there are games that are NHL 94, and there's only NHL 94 for SNES and Genesis, and the rest, they want to be that. Still to this day, many, many years, 30 years later almost, it's still being played, and it's still at a high level of competition because it's quick-paced, it's fast, easy to learn. There's not much to it, but it's easy to do it well, but difficult to master. And you can play 2-on-2, 4-on-4.
It's
1-on-1 or 2-on-2, sorry.
Did you buy it for the Switch with the updated rosters?
No.
No?
It came out for free on the Xbox.
Oh, is that where it is? Yeah, maybe that's where I saw it.
And I tried it. It's not the same. I like the old one. In fact, the one that we used to play at work... That was the best one, where it was a hacked ROM, and it was just two skaters plus goalie versus two skaters plus goalie, and we had four joysticks. So yeah. Incredible, and it had custom rosters, the best players from each team. So it had Jagr and Lemieux playing, it had Forsberg and Sakic, for instance, and it was just the two best players of each team, and it was fucking phenomenal. That was the best. That I miss.
I did enjoy that. Those are the old days. Okay, that's it. God bless everyone. We'll see you Wednesday. Taylor Sugar and me talking the best shitcoin. I don't know. Real estate. Real estate, Southern Ontario. We got lots to discuss. Anyway, we'll see you then.
Take care, PV, and don't be a cock.
Good job.